good to be back with you again here on Sling Stones. I guess I should admit, I really like doing this and picturing you there and the two of us having fellowship together and being able to think about Jesus. I want to thank you for spending time listening to Sling Stones. It makes a great difference to me. As I mentioned before, if you have some friends that you think could benefit, I'd encourage you to tell them about this little podcast. We want to give insights that will help us all move forward in Christ and continue to grow on our Christian journey. The microphone might sound a little different again because we're traveling once again. And this time we're in Canada. We're doing a seminar in Niagara Falls. And I wanted to just stop and take some time to talk to the Sling Stones family and to actually begin a new little mini series. You know, you've heard me say many times now that Christians are to walk the way of Jesus, the way Jesus walked the way. And I think that phrase actually comes from Eugene Peterson. And it's become very important to me that we're recognizing that being a Christian is not simply accepting Christ into your heart and then living any way you want, but being a Christian involves, again, saying yes to Jesus and yes to the way Jesus does life. By his virtues, by his values, we begin to respond to life and do life. And so with that in mind, I want to start a series that focuses there. Because after all, Jesus did issue these words that he called all his followers to follow him. And being a follower of Christ and following him is more than simply claiming to be a Christian. It means that wherever Jesus walked and the way he walked, we seek through the power of the Holy Spirit to do the same. I also remind you of a scripture I talked about some weeks ago, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, that says, walk with Jesus, follow the way of love. And I think that's pointing out what the way of Jesus is like. It's the way of love, it's the way of care, it's the way of compassion, and that this is something that we are to do. And as we do that, our walk, if you will, reflects Jesus himself. It becomes fruit of the kingdom that people can see, not only that Christ matters in our lives, but also it communicates the message of the kingdom, walking the way Jesus walked. I've mentioned this before, but that little phrase from St. Francis yet again comes to mind, that we are called to go preach the gospel of the kingdom. And then he said, if necessary, use words. Our life, the way we walk, should be a message of the kingdom. So I began to think about spending some time, maybe over several topics, looking at the way Jesus walked out his life and then suggesting that, well, this is something we need to be praying about. We need to be accepting. We need to be growing in. So we're going to go this way with it. I don't know how many talks this will be, 5, 6. But the title is going to be The Way of Jesus. And then there's going to be a colon. And then I'll make something that identifies that. So, for example, the first couple talks are going to be The Way of Jesus, Identity. The Way of Jesus, Intimacy. The Way of Jesus, Community. We'll cover these topics. We're going to look how Jesus embraced them into his life. And then what does that look like for us? How does it help us both experience and reveal the issues of the kingdom of God active in our day-to-day being? So today, as you already know, the topic is the way of Jesus, identity. You know, I don't think I would be exaggerating to say that Jesus was certainly the most healthy individual that ever lived. And we can't put on that, oh yeah, he was the Son of God. We already know that in Philippians 2, he set that aside. And yet when you look at the way he lived, he had proper priorities, he had proper relationships, he understood where he stood with God. And I think part of this is all founded in the fact that Jesus knew who he was. He was crystal clear about the issue of identity. Okay, John chapter 13 is the story of Jesus washing disciples' feet. Now, how is it that the prince of the world can get down on his hands and knees like a pauper in order to serve people that are paupers so that they feel like princes and princesses? Jesus was able to do this because he knew who he was. Serving was not in any way contributing to his identity. It was actually growing out of the foundation of his identity. And so we see that in John 13. Jesus knew who he was because the Bible says, knowing who he was, where he came from, where he was going, he picked up a towel, he picked up a basin, and he washed people's feet. That's a very powerful statement that we don't need to pass over too quickly. But there's more in Scripture. Of course, his baptism. In Mark chapter 1, the Father declares, "This is my Son. I love him." Jesus knew that. At the Mount of Transfiguration, same thing happens. The Father declares, "This is my Son. I love him." And then there's John 5:19. We've talked about that verse before, that Jesus only does the things he sees the Father doing. But then it goes on in verse 20 to say this, the Father loves the Son and shows him what he does. Jesus was secure that he was loved and he was the Son. And so what happens with that is, even when, like in John 6, the people wanted to make Jesus into something he was not, he wouldn't do it. You know the story in John 6, don't you? That these people had seen Jesus do signs and wonders and miracles, and they knew he was a prophet sent from God, and all of a sudden they determined, let's make Jesus king. But Jesus wouldn't have it. Now that would be hard to pass by for a lot of people, myself included. But Jesus was secure in his identity, and he wouldn't allow it to happen. You know, years ago, I was offered a position, an administrative position, as the head of a seminary, and I said yes to it. And I didn't say yes to it out of identity security. I said yes to it out of an identity insecurity. Somehow I thought that job would make me into a somebody. The truth was, I wasn't secure that I was a somebody. And for years, I had tried through various means to demonstrate that, well, I mattered, that I was significant, that I could belong, that I was loved. And yet, all the while, in Christ, my identity was secure in him. And that's something that is absolutely so important to us. I wrote a book about 2 years ago. The book is called Identity Matters. I wrote it because I think this issue of identity is foundational to Christian health and to well-being, psychological, physical, relational, spiritual. And fundamental to that book is this simple notion that the world, under the influence of the evil one, works to convince us that as we are, we're not enough. Not enough to be loved, not enough to be cared about. And therefore, we have to earn, compete, compare, perform, please. We got to gain possessions and become people of power. And if we do, then just maybe we'll finally be a somebody. Well, I want to let you know, in no uncertain terms, that only leads to ill health. As Christians, we want to walk the way of Jesus the way Jesus did, and he walked this world knowing that he was the Son of God, and that was enough for him to have not only identity security, but to be grounded psychologically and to be able to respond to life according to what the Father wanted, rather than having to measure up and prove himself. You are aware, are you not, that once the world says to us that we're not enough, we begin to try to place our identity in all kinds of things, in our appearance, in our jobs, in our academic career, in our possessions, and yet every one of those we can lose. But when it comes to being a child of God and walking the way of Jesus the way Jesus walked away, we suddenly recognize that our identity is child of God. That's the grace gift. Our identity is secure. The Bible says in Galatians 4 that Jesus came in order that we might be children of God. And being a child of God then gives us access to all that God wants to give us, all that God has for us in terms of psychological issues of security and care and love and belonging and significance. And it comes because we're his children. And how important it is that we ask the Holy Spirit to really help us grasp this and walk in it psychologically in order that we can be free in Christ from the influence of the world that's constantly comparing and competing, and the evil one trying to entice us to try to measure up. You know, Howard Thurman was an African-American statesman, and he wrote a book that I've referred to before called Jesus and the Disinherited, one of many writings. And he has a statement. He says this: awareness of being a child of God gives us ego courage. Now, listen, he didn't say being a child of God gives you strength and courage. He said being aware that you're a child of God gives you strength. There are a lot of us out here that are children of God, but we're really not aware that that's true or what it means. And so we're trying to perform to gain some security, to build an identity, not knowing that our identity has been given to us in Christ. And when we experience that identity, all of a sudden we're able to reflect the kingdom of God in our lives. We're able to say yes. You see, once you know you're secure that God loves you, that you're his beloved son and daughter, you're able to then get on your knees and serve other people. You don't have to worry about measuring up and climbing the ladder. You already have heaven as your inheritance. Now, we can get right down in the muck and mire where people are really struggling, and we can serve them, not because it gives us something, but because of all the grace that has been given to us. And we're able to move there. You know, I remember back clear when I was a kid, I would fantasize being a cowboy or an Indian. And then I'd try to be an athlete or many other things. And there's nothing wrong with fantasizing, but there was a part of that was based on the fact that I wanted to be a somebody. And maybe if I was a cowboy, I'd be a somebody. Okay. Maybe if I, you know, was a great athlete, I'd be a somebody. And there's a lot of energy that can go to that. And what we need to know is we're already a somebody. Awareness of being a child of God is what gives us ego courage. And right where you are right now, no matter how you're listening, driving in a car, sitting in a chair, walking along the road on a walk, you belong to God. And the more you know that because of what Christ has done, the more secure you're going to be in this world. And boy, when that security is there, then all of a sudden you find God begins to show you things to do. And he shows you things to do because he loves you. And he knows that you belong to him. So I'm right now doing this seminar here in Canada. And one of the things I want people to recognize is that identity insecurity is where the evil one really combats us. But what we want to do is to come to the place of walking this way of Jesus, the way Jesus walked the way. And that really has a lot to do with beginning out as a child of God. You know who you are. Just like God did for Jesus, he wants to speak across the heavens and say to you, you are my beloved. You are my son. You are my daughter. I know I've said this to before. Never let anybody define you but Jesus. Know that you are the Father's son. Know that you are the Father's daughter. It becomes the foundation, the bedrock of everything it means to walk the way of Jesus, the way Jesus walked the way. Now, I admit, it's hard for me to go there sometimes because of all the messages the world gives. But if I'm willing to invite the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to help me, I can increasingly become confident that my life makes a difference because I know who I am in Jesus Christ. And that even if someone came to make you king, you would realize that to some degree, I can only do that if that's God's will, because I never have to say yes to that, because somehow that'll make me a somebody. You're a somebody right now. You are God's child, right where you are, no matter what your circumstance is. Walk the way of Jesus. The way of Jesus is the way of identity security. Boy, let's pray for one another. Let's ask the Lord to help us see this. Let's recognize that this is part of why God's face shines upon us, because he knows who we belong to and he loves us. Oh God, may you strengthen us today. We don't want to just say we've accepted Christ. We want to walk with Christ, but not just walk Christ with Christ. We want to walk his way the way he walked it. Lord, secure us in our identity that we might know who we are in you.